Hey everyone, Kitty Minx here, and I'm speaking very, very, very closely to the microphone in hopes that it drowns out the fact that you can probably hear my ceiling fan and might be able to hear my older kid playing, hopefully quietly, in the next room over, because I told them to play quietly until they fall asleep, because for some reason they're really wired after midnight. I don't know. So, anyway, I'm hoping talking really close to the mic drowns all that out, because I'm not going to turn the ceiling fan off unless I'm recording an actual ASMR, as the AC is already off. And if I turn the ceiling fan off, my boobs will melt off. And I don't want my boobs to melt off. That would be terrible, because I live in a very, 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 very hot climate. So, yeah. Anyway, that's not the point of this. The point of this is to explain the future of my Patreon. Because I'm sure some of you have noticed, especially with the recent thing I linked, there have been some leaks of my content. The link I posted is not the first time this has happened, and I know it won't be the last. What I did learn about that link, based on what people who looked at it told me, is fortunately, I doubt it was any of you who directly leaked my content to this particular website, though it has happened in the past to other places. It was probably some sort of bot system, where I don't know how these bots are able to bypass Patreon's lock systems, but it seems they're able to, as I had some friends go through that site, and yes, that site did get more than just the public posts. It actually got stuff that has the download links through Dropbox. So yes, there are people not paying who are getting access to the content that you all are paying for. So not only is that not fair to me as the creator, who is, again, not monetized on YouTube, so it's really Patreon and donations and stuff is how I make money doing this, so I can try to do this full time again. It's not fair to all you who are paying for exclusive content. I know most of you are paying to support me because you love and appreciate the work I do, and you care about me as a person and want to support me as a person, and I greatly, deeply appreciate that. I really do, from the bottom of my heart. But I know that there's some of you on here that are just on here for the exclusive content that I can't post on YouTube. I know there's some of you on there who are like that. It's just human nature. So it's not fair to you all that there are places out there and people out there leaking the content. It's just not fair. And I'm not going to do things that other creators have done that will make you jump through a metric buttload of hoops to get to the content. I did debate turning off all the past Dropbox links, but I realized that wouldn't be fair to new patrons who want to access the old content. So I figured what's done is done. The stuff I've posted so far has been leaked. There's not much I can do about it other than with help from a lawyer friend issue cease and desist, but even then, 50-50 if those will work or not, who knows? But future content will be slightly more difficult for leakers and leaking systems to get a hold of. One suggestion, and let me know if y'all are game for this, is in a Patreon post, I post just a low-res thumbnail, just to say, hey, new content, new exclusive content, and then using Patreon's direct messaging system to the tiers that get that content, I directly message the links to view/download the content. It's a little bit extra work on my part, and it's something I can only do from a computer effectively, but I'm willing to do it. And of course, that won't stop an individual with ulterior motives from joining my Patreon and leaking that content directly anyway, but it better deters these bots from scrubbing through my Patreon and distributing leaks that way. So please let me all let me know if you're game for that system, or if there's a system you know of and suggest that would be easy for me to do. Because someone suggested I make it so I have a video player that can be played on Patreon without people being able to download it. But for one, I don't really know how to do that. And I've been told to figure out how to do that, and to do that would be like a day or two's worth of work on the computer. And with my current schedule with the baby and everything, I just don't have time to do that without some serious help. So another option would be that I get permission from the guy currently running and managing Breach.tv for me to upload my exclusives onto there and then link them on Patreon, because it is still difficult to download stuff off of Breach. It's hard to rip stuff off of Breach because not many of the ripping software sites know about it, so they don't know how the embedding works. So I could try to get permission to upload my stuff on Breach and have it viewable on there, but I will say Breach is 50-50 if it's viewable on mobile. I've noticed on browsers on newer phones it works pretty well, but if you have an older phone, probably not so good. Same for older tablets. So basically, if you don't have if you're not using a computer or a relatively newer phone or newer tablet, you might have issues properly viewing stuff on Breach. Or I could just directly upload the audio files onto here using what I use for these little audio updates. But apparently, leaking bots can leak the audio from this player too, so I don't know. Please let me know your thoughts in some comments. It's really important to me to get your feedback on this, because I want to keep the content on here safe and secure, not just for me, but for you all as well. And another update on the Patreon is the exclusives on here from now on are going to be more on the softcore side. They're still going to be more hardcore than what's safe to post on YouTube, but they're still going to air more on the softcore side when it comes to the sexy fun times. Because given all the legal issues Patreon is in right now, chances are they're going to start cracking down on content even more. And as is, I have stuff on here where I have a feeling if a Patreon mod scrolled through my content, they would not be happy. So I am going to err on the side of caution and keep the saucy stuff more on the softcore side than on the hardcore side. Just to be safe. And I likely will no longer be doing anything drug related with my characters on Patreon, because I don't know their policy on drug paraphernalia and drug culture. From what I read on their TOS, it's still pretty vague. I don't want to risk pissing them off, so probably no more Stoner Neko, unfortunately. For those of you who really like the few Stoner Neko audios I put up, probably no more of that. It's unfortunate, I know. But I might still do like Drunk Neko or stuff like that, because I think alcohol is more tolerated on platforms like this. Let me know your thoughts in the comments if you're cool with that. And I'm just going to say more hardcore stuff is going to go on my OnlyFans, along with IRL stuff and whatnot. That's all going to go on my OnlyFans. So if you really want the hardcore stuff, if you really want stuff of me as a person, not just ASMR, join the OnlyFans. Join the explicit OnlyFans for its flat fee every month. I definitely encourage you to do that. And also what I want to say is, if my stuff on Patreon continues to be frequently leaked, and if Patreon continues having problems, if they continue cracking down on content, and if they announce that they're going away, I will probably be moving permanently over to OnlyFans. I'm going to take the content that I have backed up on Google Drive and Dropbox and slowly but surely re-upload it onto my OnlyFans so the people on there can get access to it too. And those of you who are patrons who are on there can still have access to it in case, you know, Patreon goes away, whether I make the choice to shut my account down or Patreon themselves winds up going under. The content still exists where people can rightfully pay to access it. So just making sure you all are well aware of that. I've given myself a time frame. Unless something happens sooner with Patreon themselves and they announce they're going under, or they're cracking way too hard down on content where I feel unsafe with my content on here. If leaks continue to happen, or if I start getting warnings about my content where I'm heavily debating what to do, I probably will close things off on Patreon beginning of 2021, probably sometime in January. So that gives people several months to save what they want to save and keep track of what they want to keep track of before stuff may start going away. But of course, stuff may go away sooner if Patreon themselves goes under sooner, because everything with their legal situations is still pretty up in the air. Hate to say it. So, yeah. And one more thing. I have a bunch of files on Dropbox that are, you know, ASMR videos that are exclusives that are .wmv files, because at the time, the software I used to export the videos only really did WMV safely without crashing the computer. I would like to know if there's a cheap or free, easy way to convert full-length .wmv files to either MP4 or MOV. If you know how to do that, please let me know, either, you know, in a comment here or email or through Discord or something. Please let me know, because I would like to convert those old files into something I can better access on my new computer and make more accessible on other, on future platforms if I need to move them over to a different platform. So yeah, thank you all for listening. I know this is longer than other update audios I've put on here. So if you made it through the end, just go boo pirates, because, you know, I know when there's a will, there's a way. People are still going to try to find stuff and stuff will get out there, but I wouldn't be doing my due diligence to myself and to you all if I didn't try to make it at least slightly more difficult for that stuff to happen. I hope you all can understand that. So if you listened all the way through, just say boo pirates and offer me your feedback. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it on this. Thank you all so much for listening, and I greatly, greatly appreciate your support. It really means the world to me, like, seriously. Like, I've cried because of the support I've gotten from you all. Love you all, and stay awesome. Mwah. Mwah. Catch you all later.